Let us begin, as we begin all prayer, by reminding ourselves that we are in the holy presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I pray that you unlock my heart, that I might be fully alive to my true identity in you. Give me clear revelation to see myself the way you see me. Help me to stand in your truth, to relish in your love, and to open my heart with faith, hope, and love. Amen. My friends, we have come to a challenging moment of the retreat. In the first week of the exercises, Ignatius invites us to a meditation on hell. That's right. And on the surface, this sounds, well, it sounds rather scary. But this is what we have done so far. On this retreat, we have considered all of creation, the beauty of the world, the awe of humanity. We have seen the green, we have seen the blue and felt the breeze and heard the voices and saw the faces of the gifts God has given to us freely and without an expectation for anything in return. We have come to understand that with all of this wonderful and magnificent creation, we have one goal in our life, to want and to choose what better leads to God's deepening God's love in me. Because God gave all this to me, to us, in freedom and in joy, I want more of this. And to receive more, I want God's life to be deep within me, in my heart, and my soul. We then come to see what the world has done with this creation. That we have, in a sense, missed the mark in achieving this goal. We saw how all that God created, angels, the first humans, and then all of humanity, could not see creation as God's love for us. And even in our own personal lives, we sin. And we think we don't need God. We go out into the world on our own without God. We have come to see that sin is about pretending that something is true when it in fact is not. Idolatry is pretending that something is divine and worthy of our devotion when in fact it is not. And we have come to know that we have sinned, that we are part of this destruction, and we have come to know that God loves us anyway and continues to give and to give and to give, regardless of the sins we or the whole world commits. So this meditation on hell Ignatius invites us to contemplate is to bring us closer to understanding how much God loves us and how much God wants us to love God. This meditation on hell asks us, when it comes to God and all of God's creation, are we responding to God out of fear? That is to say, I don't want to go to hell, so I will be good and do good. Or are we responding to God out of duty or reason? That is to say, because I'm Catholic or Christian or whatever God-believing faith tradition I practice, I will try my hardest not to sin. Now, all of these reasons are great, and they are the minimum. But do they motivate us to keep us from sinning and striving to do good? However, there is a third motivation. This motivation is the ultimate. Are we responding to God out of pure gratitude and love? That is to say, I love God so much that I try not to sin because I love God that much, because I appreciate all that God has given to me and has done for me. Let me say it like this. My mother was a tough parent. She knew how to keep order. She knew how to discipline. I would say my mom put fear into me then she raised me. So I obeyed my mother and did what she said because I was afraid of her punishments. For the longest time, I would come home at a decent time. I did all my chores. I knew what was expected, and I didn't want to experience the wrath of my mother. And when I did disobey, my fears were correct. She had a heavy hand, and I always ultimately learned my lesson. As I got older, I obeyed my mother, not because I was afraid of her, but because she was my mom. When I was away at college, I called her because she was my mom. I knew she wanted to hear from me. It was a duty. There was a reason. I wanted to make my mom happy, so I would call home. But as I moved into adulthood, the love I had for my mom matured. I loved her deeply. All the lessons she taught me, all the gifts she gave me, every bit of her life was about me, and my love for her grew. So everything I did as an adult, all the expressions of love I showed to my mom were because I loved her. I would take her out to get Chinese food. We would go to the movies. When I lived in Chicago, I would call her every day as I walked from the train to my apartment after work because I loved her. And when she died, that love was felt even more. This meditation on hell Ignatius invites us to meditate on is to move us to an understanding how we love God. Do we love God out of fear? Do we love God out of duty? Or do we love God out of pure gratitude and love? And understanding how we love God is not wrong. Ignatius wants us to be aware so that we can grow from good to better in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God, from good to better. So let us begin the meditation. First, we ask for a grace. This is to help ground us so that we go into this meditation with courage, knowing that this meditation has a purpose. And we ask God to be with us. The grace we ask for, as David Fleming articulates for us, I beg for a deep sense of the pain of loss, which envelops the damned, so that if I were ever to lose sight of the loving goodness of God, at least minimally, the fear of such condemnation will keep me from falling into sin. After you have said this grace out loud to God, open Scripture to Luke chapter 16. Chapter 16 of Luke tells of the relationship in life and death between an unnamed rich man and a poor beggar named Lazarus. After you have read this chapter once through, read it again. This time, visualize yourself in the gospel story. Don't seek intellectual insights. Stay with the imagery. Use your senses to see, touch, to feel, and to hear. What part of the story are you drawn to? Which character in the story do you identify with, or are you a bystander just watching the story unfold? Now, take a moment to read Luke chapter 16, one more time. During this read, experience the story in the role of the character God led you to. Then talk with God. What do you feel? How does this relate to something in your life today? What is God saying to you? If you are having a hard time discerning what God is saying, consider these questions. What are you feeling right now? What emotions are stirring up within you? How does your body feel? Are you relaxed, edgy, uncomfortable, unsettled? What thoughts are surfacing for you in your mind and in your heart? What could these feelings, emotions, your body, mind, and heart be pointing to in light of this prayer? And sit with all of that for a moment. If you feel moved, listen to Be Still by The Fray, or I Need You to Survive by Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir. As always, all reflection materials can be found in a downloadable PDF below. With that, let us pray. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.